You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. If you want to turn a so-so digital image into an eye-popping masterpiece, you'd use a photo filter. It's a simple way to enhance colors and contrast. So imagine if you could do that with food. What if you could press a button and your mediocre roast chicken was transformed into an entree deserving of a Michelin star? Reporter Carrie Spivak says that there is something almost as simple. It's called Shio Koji, an all-natural Japanese marinade. It's filled with umami power to make your food pop with flavor, and it's being made right here in the Bay Area.
I'm at the San Francisco Ferry Plaza Farmers Market, and I'm here to meet Mariko Grady. When I find her food stall, she offers me a cup of hot miso soup made with her award-winning country miso.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, how was that,
Mom? Try miso soup?
The miso soup is dark brown and smells earthy, like the underside of a mushroom.
Is this fermented?
Yes, we
are. Mariko's company, Aiden Fermented Foods, produces Japanese staples like miso, which is a fermented paste made from soybeans, salt, rice, barley, and the Japanese mold called koji. At the Ferry Plaza, Mariko is something of a koji ambassador, talking it up to anyone who walks by.
So koji is all our product. Fermented rice. And
wow.
Full of enzymes.
Mariko holds up a mason jar. Inside is a block of white rice. Up close, the rice looks like it's covered in frost. This is rice koji. It's cooked rice that's fermented for 3 days with the mold Aspergillus oryzae. That mold, called koji, is necessary to make Japanese staples like miso, soy sauce, rice vinegar, and sake. Pretty much all the big names on the Japanese table. And now chefs in the Bay Area are using Mariko's koji products to develop the flavors in other types of food.
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
Chris.
Chris Porter is a cook at Californio's, a Michelin star restaurant. His boss, David Yoshimura, is chef de cuisine, and he brought Chris to meet Mariko.
Yeah, so he uses the koji every day, and so he was asking me more about miso and how to make it. So I was like, oh, you should just ask Mariko.
Yeah, I would love to be able to make misos from other grains that aren't necessarily used in Japanese cooking, like maybe black-eyed pea miso or heirloom beans or different grains that might not necessarily be as popular amongst the Japanese cooks.
These days, if you eat at a good restaurant, it's possible you're eating something made with koji, even if it's not Japanese food. Californio serves California Mexican food. They use Mariko's Shio Koji to make a Mexican-style ceviche. Shio Koji is a simple but powerful marinade made from rice koji, salt, and water.
So it adds a nice sort of depth of flavor that without really adding any extra ingredients. So it's kind of a nice surprise when people bite into it that it has that extra flavor that they might not expect.
That unexpected flavor is umami. Literally translated from Japanese, it means deliciousness. There are actually five tastes: salty, sweet, sour, bitter, and umami. Some call it savory. I call it the taste of, that is so good. Foods with strong umami are high in amino acids. You get amino acids by breaking down proteins. It's like what happens when you age meat. The enzymes break down the protein and you wind up with tastier steak. The enzymes in koji do the same thing to any of the foods they touch. Plus, koji's versatile. A short marinade in shio koji gives almost anything an umami boost. If koji could talk, this is how it might converse with other microbes. It's so essential in Japan that starting in 2004, koji starred as a character in Moyashimon, an award-winning Japanese manga. It ran for 10 years and spun off into an anime and live-action TV show. During that time, the Association for Japanese Brewers named koji a national treasure, and it's celebrated on National Fungus Day. But back in the Bay Area, Merrick O'Grady didn't get started in the koji business because of koji's pop star status.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
15 years ago, she was a professional dancer and singer with a Japanese performance troupe. When she wasn't on tour, she was rehearsing in Tokyo or living in San Francisco with her husband and daughter. As a hobby, she brought prepared rice koji back with her from Japan and made her own miso.
We begin our coverage in Japan this morning with CBS News correspondent Harry Smith, who joins
but
us on the phone.
But then, in 2011, a huge earthquake rocked Japan. It caused a tsunami and worse.
Fears of a nuclear disaster grew today following a third explosion and fire, the largest so far, at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant.
Yeah, I'm very worried. My friend in Tokyo or Fukushima area also. Many people doesn't know how spread out this radiation to very huge area.
The Japanese community at her daughter's elementary school started a fundraiser. Mariko wanted to make something to contribute, so she sold her homemade miso.
Many friends want to buy and then very quickly sold out. So.
In the process, Mariko used up all the prepared rice koji she had brought back from Japan, and she couldn't return to buy more. But in the back of her kitchen cabinet, she noticed a package of green powder, the koji mold. So she started making her own rice koji, and a business was born. Today, she makes 150 pounds of rice koji a week at the La Cucina communal kitchen in the Mission.
This one already 72 hours after incubate start, fresh rice koji, it's kind of very warm. They are alive. It's like baby, it's life.
This rice koji will be the starter for four different kinds of miso, shio koji, and other products. Running her company means she no longer performs music professionally. But Mariko says she finds a way to connect with a different audience.
Koji, listen or feel my good energy through my voice or through my hand. So always, I want to keep good energy like performer.
And if the koji isn't listening, there are a lot of Bay Area chefs and home cooks who are. In San Francisco, I'm Carrie Spivak for Cross Currents.